Hello?
Hello?
Hi, this is Tamara.
Hi, Tamara. This is Jane Heinz-Fry.
Hi, how are you?
I'm glad to join you guys.
Great.
Good. Welcome.
Thank you.
So we have Jane and Scott, and who else?
Caroline Lewis.
Hi, Caroline.
Hello.
Marion Grogan.
So Marion and who else?
Mark.
Mark.
Can you hear this right now?
I heard somebody.
Somebody, yeah. I'm Spencer Gore.
Oh, hi, Spencer. How are you?
I'm doing pretty well.
Good. I've been needing to contact you also.
Yeah, finally figured out this whole Google Phone thing, so.
Yeah. Okay. Are there any announcements of ongoing activities and that people would like everybody to know about? Maybe the people who are new would like to introduce themselves. So, Jane, have you joined us before? I don't know. I know I've had a conversation.
This is the first one that I've had a Tuesday afternoon where I could manage to come in on the conference, and I've received. I'm a newbie catching up with this form of.
Okay. We've got a lot more people coming in.
Okay. Wait for a moment.
So we have Sarah Maisie and Mark, and who else called in?
Karen Holwig.
Hi, Karen.
Hi. And this is Sarah Maisie. I'm actually only able to stay briefly, but thought I'd join anyhow.
Okay, so Jane, go ahead and introduce yourself.
I'm Jane Heinz-Fry. I'm the current program director for MITS. That's the Museum Institute for Teaching Science. And mostly I focus at this point on offering two-week summer institutes for professional development of grades 3 through 8 teachers. So we target all areas of science. Some of our partners are interested in climate change, so I just want to stay up to date on what you guys are up to.
Okay, great. Thanks. And let's see, Spencer, you haven't called in before, at least I don't know that you have.
Right. This is my first time. I'm Spencer Gore. I'm a freshman at the University of Illinois in Urbana-Champaign, majoring in aerospace engineering. My relevance to the CLN is that I am working with a group of people from Naperville, my hometown, who have now gone off to their own respective universities to start a program called the Mandipala Project, which is sort of referencing the whole, for those of you who are familiar, the Greg Craven How It All Ends YouTube viral series. We're working to spread risk management-based thinking on climate change to the general public through viral media messages.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Is anybody else on the phone new? Okay, so I'm going to just go through the list of names, make sure I have everybody here. Jane and Scott and Caroline and Marion and Mark and Spencer and Sarah and Karen and Tamara. Is there anybody I missed?
Laura Keisler.
Hi, Laura.
Hi.
Okay, so are there no other announcements? I'll give everybody a second. Is there anything else people would like to let everybody know about? Okay, if not, everybody, I sent out the email which had on the website. I posted the list of presentations for the NAAEE meeting, and the first order of business is to go through that and make sure, for those of you who are new, we did a number of months ago, the Climate Literacy Network submitted a coordinated set of abstracts to the North American Association Environmental Education Conference, which is going to be at the end of this month. And we have a lot of abstracts that were accepted for various kinds of presentations. And we wanted to basically advertise it. So this is a one-page document front and back with a list of all of the presentations, the topics, a very brief description of the topics and the location that we are going to get put into, in addition to passing out at our talks, we can have them at the various booths that we have associations with, such as the NASA and NOAA booth, and we'll probably, with all of you there, find many more. So at first, just wanted
Tamara,
to go over...
Tamara, can you say where this list is? Because I'm not finding it on the
okay,
website.
Okay, so you go to the Climate Literacy Network page.
Right.
Well, if you have the email I sent, the link directly to the page, then go to the teleconference schedule.
Right.
All right, and then under September 14th...
Oh, I see. Right. You click on that link. Got it.
Right.
Thank
there
you.
It is. Okay, so...
I clicked on that, but I didn't get it, Tamara.
You didn't get it? Because yeah, I actually
I'm
opened...
I'm at that space, and I click on it.
I got
okay,
it the second
on.
Time,
I think
so
I
try again. Yeah,
yeah I got it. I was able to get it.
Yeah,
I failed a couple of times, but I'm working on it.
Okay, if you want... If
I'm not able to get it, I'll email you later. How's that?
All right, that's fine. Okay, and who was that?
That was Jane.
Jane, okay. All right, so the meeting goes from, well, let's see, the first talks, I guess it starts the 29th, but the first talks are Thursday, September 30th. We have Susan Burr and Karen Holwig's talk on Inspiring Climate Change. This is the IC project. Mm-hmm. Inspiring Climate Change, this is a professional development project. Then Don is giving a presentation at the poster session, Synthesizing Earth System Essential Principles, What Everyone Needs to Know. Then on Friday, October 1st, Advancing Climate Literacy by Coordinating Educational Federal Climate Change Programs, is Frank Niepold, is leading that discussion.
And Frank is not going to be there, so I'm thinking that that should be... Who's the woman who's taking his place?
Stefan? Isn't it Peg Stefan who's doing that?
Yes, Peg, right.
Peg, okay.
Thank you.
Do I need to confirm that with Frank or just...
I'm not sure.
Okay. I'll go ahead and confirm it.
Sounds like a good idea.
All right. Okay, and then... So somebody has a lot of noise in the background there. Okay, then there's a session on the Climate Literacy Network facilitating informed environmental decision making. This is I think this is a roundtable. It says presentation, but this is a roundtable, and so I would appreciate if anybody who is going to be there from the Climate Literacy Network on that day at that time, if you could participate in this roundtable discussion. But we'll basically be talking about what the Climate Literacy Network does in trying to develop new partnerships and help form our activities. So if people would let me know if they're going to be there, that would be helpful. You can send me an email about that. And the next one is the role of virtual fieldwork in place-based education, led by Carlin Buckler and Don Dugenhaus. And Don's not on the phone, is he?
No, he's still on board his ship.
Okay.
Lucky man.
I'm out in the water.
Okay, and then Earth Labs, Laboratory Courses in Earth and Environmental Science. This is a high school level curriculum development project and professional development project, and I will be making that presentation. Federal funding opportunities in climate change education, panels and symposiums, and there's a whole list now. It says Frank Niepold here, so is that going to be...
Yeah, that has been changed officially on the program. In fact, there are two changes, and I can send those to you by email, Tamara.
Okay, that'd be great. That's Karen. Okay, great.
Because the Canadian person has changed as well.
Okay, so I'm just going to mark here changes so I remember. All right. Okay, and then and that should be an interesting session, because I think what they're going to be trying to talk about, and actually, Karen, you're part of this session, but basically it's to get an idea of what the breadth of the federal agencies are funding in terms of climate change education.
Right, and the types of proposals that they're looking for, yeah, and the nature of their program. Yep.
Okay, good. So, and then the next one is what every citizen should know, environmental literacy, and that's Karen and there's a whole group of you also presenting. And these are the different literacies. So, Mark, you're part of. Mark, you're not going. Is that correct?
No, I'm not going.
Yeah, we ought to clean up this list. I know Bora has been working on this electronically, and I know she has a more updated list.
Okay.
But anybody who's on the call who knows differently about their name should tell me right now, and I'll make sure that Bora has sent to you, Tamara, the final list as she knows it.
Okay. Could you also make sure that whatever you send to me and to Sarah Hill, Sarah, S-A-R-A-H underscore Hill at turk.edu, because I'm afraid of losing emails, and I don't want that to happen. And all the other ones that I've mentioned, if you know that there's going to be changes in terms of the authors or the focus, please let us know so that we have an updated list here.
Okay, and this is, I'm sorry, I lost track. Which day are we on here?
This is October 1st.
Friday, okay.
Friday, yeah. So far I have that there's going to be changes to the last two that are listed on Friday, but I don't have changes listed for any, then I have one at the beginning of Friday that also has a change.
With Frank.
Yeah. With Frank, yeah. Okay. All right, and then on Saturday, October 2nd, Ocean Literacy 2 Perspectives. This is also, we should probably say more explicitly whether these are panel discussions or presentations or roundtables.
I think that would be great, Tamara.
Okay, so can you remind me what it is? There's roundtables?
And presentations, which is the traditional presentation mode, and then panel symposia. This panel on Saturday at 1:45 to 2:30 is a combination of sessions that were proposed that was done internally. We didn't organize this collection, but the people who reviewed proposals said, let's put all these together.
So should I leave this here, or should I...
Yeah, no, I think that's fine. And
okay.
Scott, you're going to be there, right?
I'm going to be there.
Yeah.
Okay.
And at one time it was 3 perspectives, so we're shrinking. That may be it.
Okay.
And I don't know Jonathan Cannon, so I need to...
But you're not leading this, are you, Scott?
Yep, not that I know of.
No, this is a more loosely organized panel. This is more like combined sessions that are just related to each other, so they put them in the same room in the same time block.
At the end of the day.
Okay. All right, and then bring Ocean Live into your classroom, Jonathan Shannon. I should tell you, I had the list that we created when we submitted the abstracts, and I had the emails people sent me, but then I had Sarah Hill put together this list for me, and she actually went onto the website and pulled out others that she thought were relevant. So,
oh, good work.
So that's why this one is here, I guess, because I don't
that's
recognize
great.
It myself.
Yeah.
And then,
something I submitted.
What?
It's something that I submitted. This is Scott.
What, to the Ocean, Jonathan Shannon?
I haven't had any, as Karen explained, it is a collection of other things on ocean literacy, so that's, it's quite combined here. But this is based on an abstract that I submitted.
The Bring Oceans Live?
Nope, the Ocean Literacy Principles.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right, so that's the last one.
Yeah, the distinction that we're trying to make is this one that we're talking about now, about ocean literacy, is different than the one that's listed right above it as a panel symposium, because Bora and I have been trying to coordinate all the interactions and the listing of those, whereas the one below it with Scott and Jonathan is just two sort of related sessions that have been scheduled in the same room at the same time.
Yeah.
The ocean litter, I'm getting confused.
It's fine the way it's listed.
All right. Okay, so we will, Karen, you're the only one that's going to send me information to update this?
I will send
okay.
you information.
Okay, is anybody else going to be sending me anything updating this? Okay, that's fine. I just wanted to be aware.
And let me say one other thing before we leave this list. Anybody who's on this listing and going to the conference needs to know that all these rooms will have laptops and LCD projectors in them.
Excuse but not me. Internet connection.
I'm going to sneeze. Hold on. Fever season. But not internet connection. So if you bring presentations on thumb drives to stick in the laptop in the room, you can do that either right before the presentation or any time that the room is not scheduled.
Okay.
And the other two things that I know that might be helpful is that the entire printed program is now electronically available at a URL, and the searchable program that you mentioned, Tamara, that Sarah mm-hmm. Hill has been using is also available online. And if it would help for me to send those two URLs to everybody, I'd be glad to do it.
That would be great.
Okay.
In fact, if you send it to me, then I can put it in the teleconference schedule next to this so that if people wanted to look, it'll be available to anybody who wants to find it.
Oh, great. Okay.
Okay, so as I said, we're going to update this week, and the other thing we're going to do is we're going to dress this up with the Climate Literacy Network banner and the URL for the Climate Literacy Network and probably the clean banner also and URL. So it'll have a little bit more flashy look to it.
Great.
But then the next question is distributing it. And Karen, you have to give us a sense. I mean, certainly we'll send it to the list. And I can bring a certain number of copies, but and I would appreciate if everybody would have them available at their talks, presentations. But in terms of getting them into the booth, what booth can we try to approach to get this into, and how can we?
Well, I know Lynn. You're going to have to help me with last names, but Lynn will be there, and she has said from the very beginning that is she NOAA or NASA?
Lynn, I'm not sure. Lynn Cherry?
L-I-N.
Oh, Lynn Chambers. That's NASA.
Chambers, yes, NASA. She has been very amenable from the very beginning to have these at her booth, and I think the mm-hmm. same is true for the NOAA booth. It seems to me since Susan's ICEE session is at the first, is Thursday morning, one of the first mm-hmm. concurrent sessions, that we ought to have a stack in that session.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And Susan and I are sharing a room at the hotel, so you could leave an envelope for us at the front desk
okay.
or something that we get.
So what kind of numbers are we? How big is this conference?
Well, it's somewhere between, I haven't heard numbers recently, but my anticipation is that it'll be somewhere between 1,000 and 1,500. And my guess is if you gave me and Susan 20, that would be fine.
Okay.
And I don't know. I guess I'd make 100 to have at the booth, or booths.
Okay.
That's just a guess.
All right. Now, see, I'm not. Oh, let's see. I can't remember. I think I'm flying up there on the 29th, so I guess I will be there before the first talks. Because I can have, yeah, I'm flying on the evening of the 29th. So
yeah, and both Susan and I are getting there on the evening of the 29th as well. So.
Okay, so we can touch base and I can have them just shipped to me there.
Great.
Okay, and so we have the NASA booth, and I can probably contact Lynn or the other people from the GCCE program and I can talk to Frank about who to contact about the NOAA booth. So what other booths might we want to approach? Do you know of any other groups that are going to be there?
EPA is going to have a booth. EPA, NASA, NOAA.
What about NSF?
I don't think NSF is having a booth.
Okay.
But I may be wrong. It should say in the online program, but I haven't taken the time to look there.
Okay. I can check about NSDL, although I don't know that they'll have it.
Oh, Susan Burr said something about bringing NSDL materials, and she was gonna get in touch with Lynn to find out about whether additional people were needed to rotate through some of those booths in terms of staffing the booths.
Right.
But I don't have any information about that.
Okay, I can ask Susan. So how many people on the call are going? I know, let's see, let me go through the list here. So, Karen, you're going to be there.
Yep. And Bora.
I'm going to be there.
And Bora will be there.
Nobody else. Oh, Scott, you'll be there. Okay.
Yep. And Susan Burr.
This is Jane. I'll be there for the research part 2 days before the conference.
Okay.
I'll just be there on Thursday.
So you will be there Thursday, but you're leaving then?
Yes, I have to leave Friday morning.
Oh, okay.
And Don Dugenhoff will be also.
Of course.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah.
Thanks, Scott.
Okay, I don't think we're going to get the bookmarks done, but we were giving it out a try. We'll see. Okay, are there any, Karen, are there any other issues that we should think about or be aware of? I mean, maybe we want to possibly get together during the time we're there?
Yeah, it sounds like everybody will be there Wednesday evening. What, do you remember what time you get in, Tamara?
Let's see. I get in to Buffalo at 2:49 p.m. So
in the afternoon?
Mid-afternoon, yeah.
Oh, great. Well, yeah. Why don't we... and, Scott, you'll be there Wednesday?
Yeah, Wednesday afternoon. I think I get in around 2 also.
Great. Well, there's a big social event Wednesday evening, and somehow we ought to figure out a place
how
to be.
Up there. Right.
Okay, well,
yeah.
we can talk about that offline.
Okay, great.
We can exchange some email. So I have Scott and Karen and Tamara and Bora and Don and Jane are all going to be there, correct?
Correct.
Anybody else who's on the call going to also be there? Okay, so we have everybody's name, so we can... All right, very good. So this is moving forward very nicely. I know that we have, are there any other topics people are interested in talking about? We do have upcoming future talks. We have 3 now scheduled. If people want to look at the website, on the 28th, in 2 weeks, Jody Asbel-Clark, who's from Turk, she's just been awarded an exploratory NSDL project to explore using gaming environments to engage people in learning about climate and climate change and environment. So that should be interesting in a couple of weeks.
That's cool.
On October 12th, Marta Kearns is going to... Mark, you know Marta. Maybe you can talk a little bit about what she'll be discussing. Is Mark still on? I guess not. Well, I think she lives in Colorado, and she is an artist who is very interested in eco art and in promoting that, and so she'll be talking about that on October 12th. And then Carolyn Harris on November 16th will be leading a discussion about NASA GIS and IPC lessons and modules, and I'm not sure what ICP is. Marion, are you on? Do you know what that means?
Yeah,
But off the top of my head, I can't tell you.
No, okay.
It has to do with climate change.
So those are our plans, and we are scheduling. There's other talks here, so Marion has been very diligently helping to schedule these. So, and Spencer, if you haven't looked at the website, you're listed here under Future Talks. So we would like to have you talk about your Manpalo program at some point and let us know what you're doing.
Yeah, not a problem at all.
I'll get in touch with you. I'll find you.
Okay. Actually, I have a... probably a different email address than the one that's listed on the CLN. No, I think the one that I have on the CLN is correct. I might have updated.
Okay. Good. So is there anything else that people would like to discuss or get input on? Or if you're interested in giving a talk, you can email me or Marion Grogan, here at Turk, and we'll get it scheduled. And as everybody knows, we've been recording these talks. We've been recording this session. We have not, and what we've been doing in the past is not actually recording the presentations, but having the PowerPoints available on this website. And for those of you who are new, if you go down the website, you'll see that all the past talks are listed there, and where it says show notes, if there was a presentation, the links to the presentation are there, so you can go back and look. And actually, for a talk that I wasn't able to actually listen to in real time, I was able to get the presentation and listen to the audio recording, and it worked quite well. So
thank you very much.
Okay, is there anything else?
It's Mark here, and I had to take care of something on the side, but yeah, Marta Kern has a lot of background in bringing together artists and scientists, and she's organized kind of an interagency working group around art and arts and sciences, so she can tell you more about that. Plus, she's involved with a very exciting project called The Tipping Point, which comes out of Oxford University in the UK.
Okay, good. The other thing that I want people to be aware of, I don't know how often I might have mentioned the Federation of Earth Science Information Partners. It's an organization of about 120 organizations, all focused around earth science information and getting scientific data out beyond the scientific community. And I've been involved in this organization for about 12 years now. I chaired the education session. I'm going to be education committee, and I'm going to be having a conversation with them on Tuesday about forming a climate change education working group. And basically the reason for this is that one of the things that we're struggling with in the Clean Pathway Project is getting relevant scientists to review our resources. And one of the things that we'll be engaging with this Climate Change Education Working Group is that the ESA Federation is mostly science organizations, and so it provides us an avenue to access scientists. And so we're going to try to coordinate a group within the ESA Federation, which actually meets twice a year. This meeting in January in the D.C. area. And then next summer is, I think, in Wisconsin, in Madison. We can check with Margaret Mooney about that. I'm going to be starting this discussion and trying to form this work group to provide that resource to all of our efforts. So once we get this going, if people are in need for help along contacting scientists, I know all of us have connections to scientists, but we'll be trying to create a coordinated group to help within the ESA Federation to do that. So that's just something that's kind of coming up and on the horizon.
Nice.
Good.
Yeah. Okay, if there's nothing else, then
I was late getting on, but I just want to publicly thank Mark for sending around the information about the partnership grants. That was very helpful.
Yes, agreed. And this is Caroline Lewis, and I'd just like to ask the founders and the people who have been in this the longest, a little guidance on this climate literacy network, because I talk about it a lot,
mm-hmm.
and I send people to the website. And is the goal just that, or do you want them, how much more engaged do you want the scientists and educators that I am spreading the joy to?
Well, one of the things that I've been, so people that are interested in having an ongoing discussion, joining the listserv and to do that, you just need to send me an email. As you already know, you join the listserv. Being part of the conversation every week is not necessary, but one of the things that groups have found very useful is it's a community where if you have a project that you want input on, and you have a question about how to pose a particular question or how to place, how to pose your professional development program, or what topics would be good to address in particular contexts, people have come and you can facilitate it. We talk about these presentations, but they don't have to be presentations. You can just groups who are interested in getting input on a particular topic could decide to facilitate a conversation for an hour, take one of our telecons and get input on a particular topic or project that they're interested in. And so that's a way that people can make use of the Climate Literacy Network.
That's wonderful.
Because and the other piece that I can tell you is that not counting the summer, although we did very well during the summer, I get a report of how many people called in, and we regularly have between 15 and 25 people on the phone every week. During the summer, it was more between 5 and 15, but that's understandable with everybody traveling. So there's ways that you can take advantage of this community that does come together and talk, in a conversation every week. We have a period of time at the beginning where anybody can announce any kind of topic. If you want people interested in having people submit abstracts to a meeting that you're organizing around these topics, this is a place that you can describe it and announce it. And the coordinated abstracts we submitted to NAAEE was basically a suggestion. I don't know, remember now whether it was Karen or Don who suggested we might think about coordinating. So we took an entire hour telecon to map out the kinds of abstracts and how we would submit them the most effectively. And then Karen and Bora were very helpful in helping us complete the abstracts so that there was a lot of extra requirements in terms of content that they were very gracious to help us all complete, so that we do have a quite a large presence there. So, I don't know, Mark and some of the others who have been on for a while, you can also chime in with other aspects that you'd like Caroline to advertise about the Climate Literacy Network.
No, I think that's a great overview. Certainly one of the goals is to try as best we can to help coordinate all the different programs, because there's, you know, funding from NSF and NASA in particular, plus lots of projects going on just through people's own initiatives. And the better we can coordinate efforts, the less we are reinventing wheels or being redundant or at cross purposes. So I think philosophically that's certainly one of our goals, is to help just share information, you know, play matchmaker where we can, and, you know, very informally coordinate efforts, since there is no national coordination at this stage.
So this is an entirely voluntary group. Nobody's paid to manage this website and so on.
Not explicitly. We have in the Clean Pathway Project, which grew out of the discussions of the Climate Literacy Network, that did help us facilitate the website getting done. So it did start out totally voluntary. Now it's really got minimal funding. But for the most part, it's totally voluntary.
Well, I must say kudos to the website design and maintenance. It is open source, right? So we can put links to it on our website.
Oh, yes, yes.
Oh, yeah.
And there's also the other thing I wanted to point out is we do have a collection of climate change education projects. These are on the website. We invited all of the projects that were funded by NOAA and NASA and NSF and anybody else who has projects on climate climate change to contribute a project profile. So you can go in here and look at all the various projects that have been funded. And I'm going to be sending an email out to the recently funded NSF Climate Change Education Partnership Phase 1 projects to get those projects also posted here, but there's 38 projects that are listed there now, which I guess is not all of them, because the last time I talked to Frank, he said that there were 60 projects altogether across agencies. So this is another avenue if you're interested in looking at what, and you can search this by region or grade level.
Right.
It's not by topic, but maybe we can add that facet to it also. That search. So it's another way of getting to know what's going on in the community.
Mm-hmm. Great. Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. We will talk again next week. And if there are topics you'd like to address, please let me know.
Thanks, Tamara.
Okay. Thanks.